The stock market has been having its increased volatility, and all the things that are going on make it hard to tell what's good from what's bad. But we're about to look at something that is dangerous. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Construct, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do this using a methodology that brings forensic accounting to discounted cash flow modeling and analysis. And what that means is they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up, whereas most folks take a look at the top down. And if you're looking from the top down and something looks attractive,
you are so good looking,
you're going to go after it. But in the case of New Constructs, when they look from the bottom up, they're asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if they find that something is not as attractive as it looks from the top down, then they've got a situation that's misleading and dangerous. By the way, you can flip that around. Sometimes they'll find that something looks better than they expected. That will make something attractive. If you want to learn more about the methodology, you want to see their list of the most attractive and dangerous stocks, or you want more information on anything we discuss here because they blog about their danger zone picks, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. He joins us now. David, great to chat with you again.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Dropbox.
Danger, danger.
Dropbox. It's ticker symbol DBX. Another popular name, a name that has been kicked around a lot and discussed a lot as we've all gone through the work from home evolution, not revolution, but evolution caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is one of those stocks that's supposed to be high-flying. High-flying means there's more room to crash. So why do you think this stock is headed that way?
We think the growth story is petering out, and the valuation is one of these red flags for fiduciaries like we've been focusing on. And again, you know, the message here, I think your audience gets this, right, is we're not trying to pretend that we're going to stop the momentum trains on some of these stocks. But what we are saying is that if you have any care really about risk-reward, if you have any fiduciary responsibilities owning these stocks, including Dropbox at these prices, we think puts you at risk of violating your duty of care. And with Dropbox in particular, you've got three things that are really significant headwinds here. One, declining revenue growth. And the market expects they're going to lose market share going forward as the expected revenue growth rates decline from 20 to 10%, even single digits in some cases. Number two, they've got huge competition. I mean, Apple gives away more free storage space than Dropbox. Google is another. And between those two, and there are a lot of others, including Box, but those are two firms that have millions and millions of users with whom they are already deeply integrated that offer the same thing as Dropbox, right? So it's like, why would I pay for Dropbox when I got this thing free right here on my phone, on my machine that like is already there to use? Like, you know, how do you, you know, anyway, that's a bad situation. And then third, the current valuation for Dropbox at $19 a share implies they're going to have nearly as many users as Google Apps.
Right.
All the good stuff is priced in here, and it doesn't look like the good stuff's going to happen. I guess that's the way I'd put it.
Well, I think any time you have to say, hey, it looks like you're going to have anything, users, revenues, whatever, as Google, the minute you say that, you kind of go, yeah, we have left reality behind. Because other than Google and maybe one or two other companies, nobody's going to be in that league. And nobody's going to get there anytime soon.
It's way more than Office 365 monthly users, way more than active Apple devices with iCloud, and almost as much as what the G Suite active users are. That's what's implied by 2027 in the current valuation.
So what's a more realistic valuation?
You know, it would be really, really low. We do a couple scenarios here. We look at a pretty strong growth rate with NOPAT going from negative $43 million to $163 million in 2027. That's 11% compounded annual growth in revenue and the ability to double their margin. They do that, it's worth $7. We do a buyout analysis where maybe Salesforce.com would buy them, which, you know, that's something we think makes sense because they're already integrated with Salesforce.com. And it would be a nice feature to have in the Salesforce suite. I don't know why Salesforce would need to necessarily acquire them, given that they're already on the platform. But when we look at what price makes sense, given the expected cash flow, even if we assume that margins for the combined entity can be higher than the individual margins for the two companies, the best we can come up with is maybe $5 a share.
And it's currently trading at 19, 20 bucks a share.
That's right.
Is there an obvious catalyst, or this is wait and see because it's kind of just eventual and something will get it there?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, when we think about what would be an obvious catalyst, you'd think that for Tesla, you know, the underwhelming battery day would have been a bigger catalyst to knock the stock down. So, look, I mean, we couldn't have asked, like Bears couldn't have said, hey, look, we couldn't punch a more obvious thing. He's, you know, Musk is clearly backing down from all kinds of promises he made before. And anyway, big under delivery there in a stock that's priced as if the company's going to hugely over deliver. So, yeah, I mean, look, we think Dropbox is probably going to miss its numbers coming up soon here. I think that as soon as Google or Apple try to really flush Dropbox out, numbers are going to go to the floor. And yeah, so it's earnings miss. Some competitive steps by some of the major competitors. Hard to say exactly when that'll happen. You know, we do know they're overstating their free cash flow. So it's, you know, look, investors sometimes want to believe what they want to believe about these stocks. And it, you know, I don't know what you use as a catalyst in markets where you just kind of got, you know, just cultish following sometimes.
Well, what we know is that none of that stuff can last forever. That is why Dropbox, DBX, currently trading in the 19 range. By your estimates, we're somewhere between $5 and $7 a share. It's in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. Go to their website, newconstructs.com, for more information. To get more information on their Danger Zone picks, because they always blog about them, and you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. There's much more Money Life to go right after this message. Stick with us.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.